you. So nitrous oxide, or N2O, is an important greenhouse gas that's been implicated in global climate change, and it's also the most important ozone-depleting substance in the atmosphere. So turf grass is typically fertilized with nitrogen and irrigated, and so therefore it can have significant emissions of N2O. So the development of management practices such as deficit irrigation or slow-release nitrogen fertilizer may help to reduce N2O emissions in turf grass. So accordingly, our objective was really twofold, and the first was just to quantify the magnitude and patterns of N2O emissions in turf grass, and the second was to determine how irrigation and nitrogen fertilization might be managed to help reduce N2O emissions. So a field study was conducted in Manhattan under the rainout shelter. Under the rainout shelter on zoysia grass that was mowed at 2.5 centimeter height, and it was a 2-year study. The rainout shelter shielded the turf from rainfall, so therefore we could precisely apply water by hand watering to specific plots. And we had two irrigation treatments. One was 66% evapotranspiration, or ET, replacement, and the other was 33% ET replacement. We had 3 nitrogen fertility treatments, and that was the urea, which is a quick release, and the slow release was polymer-coated urea, and then we also had a control. So that one had no nitrogen fertilizer at all. So, and also the method that we used to measure N2O emissions was with the static chamber, and we measured that periodically during the entire year. And visual quality was also rated. I also wanted to mention that the nitrogen amount that was received by both the slow release and the urea was the same amount in both treatments. So this graph shows N2O emissions just during one summer from May to September in 2015, but the patterns were the same in 2016, so just for time. And the urea, one thing I want to point out is that the fertilizer dates were June 2nd and July 16th, and they were denoted by these vertical dashed lines. The urea emissions from the urea treatment spiked by 12 to 18 times their pre-fertilization levels. But in the polymer-coated urea treatments, which is represented here by the green lines, we saw really no peak at all after we fertilized. And of course, there wasn't any in the non-fertilized plots, too. Highest fluxes were in summer. That makes sense because that's when the plots were fertilized with nitrogen, and also the soil temperatures were the highest. Surprisingly, we did not see an irrigation effect, and we think that we know that if in turf that has not been irrigated at all during dry periods, that N2O emissions are lower. But what this tape tells us is that if you have frequent irrigation, even at a lower level, it doesn't seem to change. It doesn't seem to really reduce N2O emissions. One caveat is that we did not measure emissions in well-watered plots, so that emissions might have been higher under that. Turf quality was good in all the different plots. And then finally, this graph shows cumulative N2O flux on the y-axis over the entire 2-year study. Cumulative emissions were greatest in urea in both years of the study. You can see the numbers here, both in the middle and at the right, to indicate at the end of the first and second year. And polymer-coated urea was less than the urea. And then finally, no nitrogen fertilization was least. So these results indicate that polymer-coated urea can be effectively used to reduce N2O emissions in turf grass.